This is Help Best. I'm Coop, and today I'm going to walk you through an exciting new experiment that we're going to be testing in the growth phase starting March 17th. This is a six-week group coaching sprint, and it's a new approach to group coaching that focuses on improving net owner benefit attainment and speed to net owner benefit for our yellow avatar clients. We've learned a lot from previous tests in the last 6 months, and I'm really excited to share how we're adapting and what this means for you as mentors. So most of you will remember that starting last September, we started testing small group, semi-private mentorship with five different cohorts. I selected the cohorts. Some were general managers, some were former tinkers, etc. Unfortunately, the results were inconsistent, and while some groups saw improvement, others actually went backward. In some cases, the clients didn't pair well, or I selected the wrong clients. And the truth is that the green avatar clients, those people who are already succeeding, did well in a group setting, but the yellow avatar clients didn't improve at the speed we hoped. So we're pivoting. Our goal now is to support the yellow avatar clients more effectively, especially in terms of taking action and improving their net owner benefit, while also providing value to all of our clients during this test phase. So here's why the test is changing first. What we've learned is that the green avatar clients, those who are already doing well, they don't need a change in their model. Like, why change what's working? They thrive in the current one-on-one mentorship. But the yellow avatars need something different. They need more touch points and possibly more accountability. Now, the goal is to increase speed to net owner benefit for these clients, and that's where this group coaching model comes in. So in the previous test, we found that small group coaching helped some clients, but it didn't necessarily lead to better results across everybody, and it was going to be almost impossible to scale. So this time we're refining the test. There's no more small group mentorship. Instead, we're providing more frequent office hours to give yellow avatar clients more chances, more touch points, and more coaching. So this is a six-week sprint that will be a bonus for clients, not a permanent change. The goal is to help yellow avatars take action, reduce mentor-client communication issues, and provide more value. So here's exactly what we're doing. Starting March 17th, we'll run three new office hours every week. That's about 12 or 13 more a month to give clients more access to us and provide more support in real time. We're making sure the schedule fits across time zones. So we'll have one for Europe, one for Australia, and one for North America. Of course, anybody's welcome to attend any of these if they're in the growth phase. Plus, we'll continue our rotating office hours on Wednesdays as we've been doing. So this means there will now be four office hour blocks per week, including the ones that already existed. The new office hours, the three new ones per week, will be Q&A-based coaching. So this is a place where clients can ask questions, identify their next best step, and get coaching one-on-one from one of the hosts. They can also use it as a work period. If they want to, this can be their golden hour. They can just show up and work through tasks with minimal guidance or even none. They can also bring up burning fires. So it's a space to address urgent challenges and get quick feedback instead of messaging their mentor, "Can we get on a quick call? Something's happened." I've got four goals for this test. So first, we're going to measure action from the yellow avatars. So we're going to track attendance on these office hours calls and compare it with their NOB to see if these extra touch points actually help them take more action. The second goal is to reduce messages to mentors. What's happening quite a bit is that clients are sending these one-off messages to mentors, and most mentors on the team haven't said, "Communicate with me through email." Unfortunately, once they send you a DM on Facebook and you respond to it one time, they expect you to respond to that every time. And this leads to you managing several channels of communication across many different clients and the feeling like you're just getting shot at 24 hours a day. Unfortunately, if you stop answering them, they'll be quick to report that you're non-communicative or you're slow to respond. So never give out your cell number. Instead, clients should be directed to office hours or to email for communication with you. That way you've got a record of everything too. The third goal of the test is because some clients have been left behind on our growth rates. There are clients who are still paying growth rates that are 5 or 4 years old. And this sprint will provide a way for them to catch up and benefit from more frequent coaching. And the fourth goal is coaching accountability, you know, providing more frequent touch points to help yellow avatars gain the accountability they need to move forward. One call a month might not be enough for them. Two calls a month might not be enough. And you can only slice up the hour that you have for each client so many ways. You know, a mentor told me that she was talking to some clients every single day for 5 minutes. Well, you and I both know it's not a 5 minute call. So this is a way that a client can get some coaching 4 days a week plus a one-on-one call with you without just adding more and more and more to your plate. Now, how will this affect you as a mentor? Your role as a mentor won't change, but this new model is designed to enhance your ability to help the yellow avatars. So here's how you can support the sprint and improve the results for your clients who might be a yellow. So first, encourage attendance. If you've got a client who's yellow, they're swerving, they're paralyzed, they're overwhelmed, encourage them to attend these sessions. This is an opportunity for them to get some extra coaching, identify their next steps, build momentum, and be held accountable. Second, attend the sessions yourself. I recommend that you attend a session or two so that you can see how these office hours work. On these office hours, clients are still getting one-on-one attention, but they're getting it for 5 or 6 minutes. We're still moving through the momentum model. You know, what's your biggest opportunity? What is your challenge? Here's the prescription. Here's what I want you to do. Let's book it into your calendar. Here's how I'm going to hold you accountable. And then on to the next. And if you see that happening, you can learn to do it yourself more quickly on your one-on-one calls. Third, talk about it openly. Discuss these new office hours with your clients whenever you're talking to them on a call. Make sure they know it's a bonus and a special opportunity for this 6-week sprint. They don't have to sign up for it in advance. They don't have to attend every sprint. Even if they show up once, bring a question, have a question answered, or, you know, just get a little kick in the butt. I mean, that helps everybody. It helps them get better outcomes, and it helps you manage the client. And then, of course, they always love to give you the credit when we're on these calls anyway. This group coaching sprint is about improving NOB and speeding up results for our yellow avatars. We're testing these new office hours, we're providing more touch points, and we're reducing communication friction between mentors and clients. It's not a permanent change, but after the test, we might decide to incorporate some of this or all this or whatever. We'll see then. But a focused effort to help those who need it most right now. So make sure that your yellow clients know about these office hours and encourage them to attend. Let's focus on getting them into action so they can hit their NOB goals faster. If you got questions or thoughts on how you can make this test more successful, by all means, send them to me on Slack and show up to the office hours yourself. And hopefully this helps clients get faster results. By the way, the office hours right now are going to be run by Taryn and I because I want to have a very clear control on what exactly is being done and as few variables as possible to change. So after the call, we'll both review it. We'll say, here's what we could do better. And we'll be formulating kind of a flow to these so that other people can potentially lead the group calls later.